Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree the results are definitely worth the cost. Thank you again for your reoccurring support. Without you, this could not happen. Together, we are keeping the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is November 13th, 1953, and the title is Pedro the Poet. Again, thanks for supporting OTR Westerns, and I hope you enjoy.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Pedro the Poet. Hey, kids, here's a sweet treat idea you'll want to try. Take some fresh, crisp Kellogg's Rice Krispies and mix it up with some sweet, plump, delicious marshmallows, and you've got a sweet treat to eat. We call this combination Kellogg's Crispy Squares. There's a simple, easy 9-minute recipe for Kellogg's Crispy Squares right on the side panel of the Kellogg's Rice Krispies package. How about making a batch tonight, for instance? Kellogg's Crispy Squares make mighty tasty eating. Make some. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles met the bad men and the good men as they went about the work of the law in the Old West. But never did they meet a stranger man than the one they met driving west out of Santa Fe, Pedro the Poet.
And just about another hour, Bill, and we'll be off this doggone desert and back into town.
That's right, Jingles. Trip's just about over.
I've had enough sagebrush and cactus and sand to last me for a long time. Joker's so tired of the wind blowing dust in his face, I think he'd turn around and bite me if he could reach me.
He's going to get a lot more dust in just a minute. Look what's coming down the road.
Well, wrap me up and send me home for Christmas. What kind of a rig is that anyhow?
Well, it might be a wagon. It's got four wheels. Pull up and let's watch it. Whoa,
Joker. Might be a wagon. Got a mule pulling it, but I never saw a wagon with a shingle roof and a chimney before.
Never saw one with a front porch before either.
No.
Looks to me like somebody put wheels on a house and hitched a mule to it.
Kind of a cute little thing at that. All the comforts at home. Hey, look, Bill, the driver's sitting in a rocking chair on the front porch.
Got his feet up on the railing, just taking it easy.
Now, why didn't somebody think of that before? That's an easy way to travel.
Well, Rocinante. Well, senor. Un momento, querido mio.
Well, howdy, stranger. Pile down and stretch your legs a little.
Gracias, senor Jingles, but I think I still appear in the shade.
Well, that sounds like a smart idea. Hey, you know who I am.
Certainly, senor. And I also know Senor Wild Bill Hickok. In fact, I bring you a message, Senor Hickok.
You have a message for me?
You see, senor. A message from a passing stranger who told me to give it to you.
Well, that sounds kind of funny, Bill. What did you say your name was, mister?
I did not say, Senor Jingles.
No, I didn't think you did. No.
It is a long name and it does not matter. Oh. But I am called Pedro, the Poet of the Prairies.
Well, glad to know you, Pedro.
Same here, but how about that message for me?
See, I have it right here somewhere.
Hey, are you a real poet, Pedro? I mean, do you work at it?
See, that is my business. Sometimes she doesn't pay so good, but I like to work at him.
I don't think I ever met a real port before. Say something in poetry for me, will you?
Very well. The sun is shining very hot, but pretty soon it's maybe not. And long before you go to bed, I think you'll find somebody dead.
Hey, now, what kind of poetry is that? I don't want to find anybody dead.
Senor Jinkles, in this country, you never know what you will find.
Maybe you better explain that little poem, Pedro.
See, si, I will explain it after you read the message.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and read the note, Bill. What's it say, Bill? Huh? What's it say?
It just says, Dear Bill, Black Barney's back and he's looking for you. Watch out for him.
Who's it from?
Doesn't say.
All right, so somebody wants you to know that Black Barney's back. What are we supposed to do about that? Who's Black Barney?
You ought to remember him, Jingles. He came mighty close to killing both of us before we captured him.
Black Barney? Oh, yeah, I remember. He was a bank robber.
He robbed banks, trains, stagecoaches, anything.
See, and he had a bad habit of shooting people very, very dead.
Yeah, how can I forget him? Bill, I thought the judge sent him up to the federal prison for 20 years.
He did. Guess he got out somehow. And now he's looking for us.
Hello, Rocinante.
Looks like Black Barney found you, Bill.
There he is up there on that rocky hill, Jingles.
That's a long shot for a six gun.
Hand me that rifle. I'll make him pull his head in.
That'll give him something to think about.
Hey, Senor Wildfield, I think Pedro and Rocinante will go away someplace where there are not so many bullets. Hey, get up, Chiquita.
Hey, wait a minute, Pedro.
Let him go, Jingles.
But, Bill, I got a lot of questions to ask him.
Ask him later. Let's go dig that bushwhacker out of those rocks.
Bill Hickok, that dry gulcher's got a rock to hide behind and a rifle in his hand. I ain't gonna ride right up to him and ask him if he thinks it's a nice day.
All right, then stay here. Get around there, Buckshot.
Hey, wait for me, Bill. Come on, Joker, hurry up. Bill, why ain't he shooting at us?
I don't know. Maybe he changed his mind. Maybe he gave up and left.
Maybe he's just waiting till we get close enough so he can get us for sure.
Slow down there, Buckshot. Slow down, boy.
Oh, easy, Joker. Let's poke into these rocks kind of slow-like now.
Right about here that those shots came from.
Yeah, I didn't see anybody hightailing it away.
Keep your eyes open.
They're open wide up. Bill, look.
All right, get your hands up.
He's just sitting there with his back against a rock. Bill said, get your hands up.
Never mind, Jingle.
But Bill...
He can't hear you, Jingle.
Why not?
Because he's dead.
Jumping Jiminy Slim, what's that?
That's the howl of a prairie wolf, Charlie, and a hungry howl at that. If you're asleep and out on the range alone, it's an important sound to know.
Yeah, and another sound worth knowing is the snap, crackle, pop of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. It's a sound the whole world knows. It says good eating is on the way, a delicious breakfast of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Pour on milk or cream, and Kellogg's Rice Krispies sound off snap, crackle, pop, telling everyone within earshot how fresh and crisp they are. Fresh and crisp from Kellogg's because they're tumble-toasted in giant rotary ovens.
It's important to know the sound of a hungry wolf, Wranglers, but it's a darn sight more important to know the sound that means good eating. Snap, crackle, pop. That's the sound to keep a sharp ear out for. It's the sound only one cereal in the world makes. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Try them with frozen or canned peach slices on top for tomorrow's breakfast. Man alive, they're good.
While Bill Hickok and Jingles found themselves deep in mystery from the moment they met Pedro the poet, he told them they would find someone dead. And sure enough, that's exactly what they found when they started after the man who'd fired on them from ambush.
You sure he's dead, Bill?
Sure looks like it from here. Let's climb down and take a look.
Yeah. He's dead, all right. Hey, he looks kind of familiar.
He should, Jingles. That's Black Barney.
What? Well, doggone if it isn't. You suppose you got him with that one rifle shot?
Nope. He was dead before I ever fired that shot.
How'd you figure that?
He's been shot twice with a .45 from close up. See those powder marks?
Yeah, I see them. Well, it's a cinch you didn't do that. But who did?
Probably the same Jasper that threw the shots at us.
Hey, that's right. Now, he's still prowling around in these rocks somewhere. Bill, let's get out of here.
All right, let's go look for Pedro in his rolling house.
Fine, but oh, why the sudden interest in Pedro? A few minutes ago, you said let him go.
Well, now that Black Barney's dead, I think Pedro may know more than he's told us.
That's right. That silly poem of his said we'd find somebody dead.
Uh-huh. And maybe Pedro can tell us a little bit more. Get up there, Buckshot.
Get along, Joker. Now, let's go find Pedro. Bill, I think I can make up poetry, too.
Why don't you try it, Jingle?
Well, now, how's this? This Pedro Jasper knows a lot, and what he knows might get us shot.
That is a pretty good poem.
No, there's more, Bill. And if he keeps on being cute, I think I'll bust him in the snoot.
Now, take it easy, partner, at least until we find out whose side Pedro's on. Might be a big help to us, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, let's catch up with him and find out. I'm getting downright befuddled by this whole thing. There he is, Bill. There's that silly wagon or house or whatever it is.
Move on, Buckshot.
Bill, look, there's two saddle horses tied onto the wagon and trotting behind.
Yeah, Pedro didn't have those when we left him. You suppose he's a horse thief as well as a poet?
Oh, I don't know what to think about him. He sure ain't like anybody I ever met before.
Something's wrong, Jingles. Pedro isn't driving.
No, he ain't. Who are those two gents anyhow?
I don't know. Hold up a minute. I want to talk to you.
What's the idea, stranger? What are you stopping us for?
I'd just like to know how come you're driving this rig.
That seems like a silly question. We're driving because we want to go somewhere.
Now, don't go getting smart with us. Where's Pedro?
Pedro who?
Pedro who? The poet, that's who.
These jokers sound like they're loco, Wade.
Don't you call me no joker. That's my horse's name. And don't call me loco, neither.
Suppose you tell us just where you got this wagon.
Yeah. Suppose you just stop asking questions. It's none of your dad-bang business where we got this wagon, where we're going, or what happened to somebody named Pedro. I'll get those nags out of my way before I blast them.
Bill, look out! And you, too, ugly face, keep those hands up just like they are. Wild Bill might do the same thing to you.
I ain't arguing with nobody to control like that. Say, you call him Wild Bill, not Wild Bill Hickok.
He sure is, and I'm Jingle.
Quit trying to fool them, Carp. We know who they are.
Well, now that you know, how about some answers? Where'd you get this rig, and where's Pedro?
We bought this rig. Bought it from some Jasper we met down the road.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't believe it.
I don't either, Jingle. I don't believe any of it.
Now, just a minute.
Just a minute, nothing. Something fishy around here, and we're going to find out what it is.
Climb down off of there so I can keep an eye on you. Jingles, you go inside and look around.
Sure, Bill.
Hickok, I warn you.
You're a fine one to warn anybody. Bill busted your gun into 10 pieces, and your friend Carp here is losing his right now. Now, give me back.
Take it.
All right, Jingles, I got him covered. Go on in.
Just like going in a house. Maybe I ought to wipe my feet and knock on the door. Well, ain't that cute? A bed and a little kitchen. Curtains on the window. I'll open the window, then I can talk to Bill better. How do you do, Bill?
Hi, partner. What's in there?
Oh, everything. Tables, chairs, food on the stove.
Now, I don't care about that. Any sign of Pedro?
Oh, I forgot to look. No, I don't see him. There's a closet over in the corner. I'll look there.
All right, but hurry it up.
Hey, Bill!
What'd you find?
The whole table's full of money.
What?
Step up on the wheel and look through the window.
By golly, you're right. Those are express company money bags.
Now, Cart, let him have it.
Okay. Hey, you can't do that to Bill.
Get the horses.
I'll get those coyotes if I can move Bill out of the window. Hey, open that door. Lock from the outside. I'll just have to bust it down. Whoa, whoa, mule! Whoa, Rosie and Rosie! Whoa! Whoa, you long-eared jughead! Whoa, whoa, now that's better. Ooh. Now those coyotes are probably out of range. Just what I thought. Well, I gotta see how bad Bill's hurt first. Bill! Bill, wake up, Bill! Doggone it, he must be hurt real bad. Bill, say something to me, partner. Doggone those salamanders. I'll catch them for this if I have to ride day and night for the next 20 years.
Wranglers, don't delay. Enter Kellogg's exciting Orange Bowl contest now. Listen to this first big prize, an all-expense-paid trip for you and companion to the Orange Bowl football game in Miami. In addition, there's a $1,000 U.S. savings bond for you, plus $2,500 in cash for your favorite high school's athletic fund. And listen to this. You can take your favorite high school team to the Orange Bowl football game, all expenses paid by Kellogg's. Or if the team can't go with you, Kellogg's will give an extra $7,500 to your school. Here's a contest easy to win. Just write a few words about your favorite high school football team. Maybe you admire their spirit. Maybe they're the fightin'est outfit in the state. All entries will be judged on interest, sincerity, and factual content. So write that letter. Read the easy rules for this contest on the packages of Kellogg's Corn Flakes or Kellogg's Pep. Or see the November 2nd issue of Life magazine. As the first prize winner, you go to Miami Beach, Florida on a 3-day all-expense-paid trip. Fly both ways on a Delta CMS Airlines Super Convair. See the game from the 50-yard line. Stay at the beautiful Robert Clay Hotel. Ride on Kellogg's float in the Orange Bowl Parade. Kellogg's Orange Bowl contest is underway right now and closes November 30th. So hurry and get several entries in the mail. You, anyone can win, young or old, teenager or grown up. Get busy and enter today. With Wild Bill lying unconscious on the ground, Jingles went into action. While the escaping bad men disappeared down the road, Jingles tried his best to rouse his partner.
Bill! Wake up and talk to me, partner. Joker, come over here. I want my canteen. I'll try a little water on him.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Take it easy, Bill.
Oh, Jingles. What hit?
A big fist right behind the ear. Then I think somebody bounced a rock off your head.
Ooh. Feels like I got hit by a train.
Those two owl hoots slugged you when you looked in the window.
Oh, yeah, I remember. You were showing me the money.
Yeah, well, where do you suppose all that money came from?
You saw those express company bags. Must be hold-up money. Yeah, help me up. Let's take it.
No, you just take it easy, Bill. Take
all right, all right. Just a little wobbly.
Now, give me your arm, Bill. There you are. Feel okay?
Yeah, I'll be all right. Let's go inside and have a look.
I'll have to fix up this door for Pedro. Sort of busted it getting out.
You sure did. Looks like you'll have to make Pedro a new one.
Yeah, see, there's all the money in the bags and no sign of Pedro.
What's that door?
Oh, yeah. Looks like a closet. I was just about to take a peek in there when things started happening around here and... Bill! And he's dead.
No, he's not, Jingle. Oh. He's tied up tight and he's got a gag stuffed in his mouth. Come on, cut him loose.
Oh, yeah, now, where's my knife? Where's my... Oh, yeah. Oh, there you are, Pedro.
Ay, 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 los dos diablos, los perritos.
Now, hey, talk American, Pedro. I can't understand you.
Oh, those dogs, what they did to me. Someday I fix them good.
If I don't catch them first.
Who are those gents anyhow, Pedro?
They were Black Barney's partners. They helped him hold up the express office and steal all this money.
But we found Black Barney dead.
I know. This man, Wade, is the one who killed him, and he is the one who shot at you when you stopped my wagon.
Oh, Bill, I'm all confused. I don't know what he's talking about.
I think I do, Jingle. Pedro, you turn this house wagon of yours around, and let's start back to town. You can tell us about it on the way.
That is a good idea, but you stay with me while, Bill. This man might come back and try to steal the money again.
We'll stay right in the wagon with you, Pedro. Buckshot and Joker can trail along behind.
Pedro, how come you know all about this?
Because these hombres have been hiding in my wagon ever since they made the big robbery.
That's what I thought. One of them was hiding in the wagon even when you talked to us the first time. That's why you gave me the note, and that's what your poem was about.
Si. You're a very smart man, senor.
Up now, Rosinante. Turn around, Chiquita Mia.
Yeah, so that's the mule's name. I couldn't think of it when I was trying to get her stopped.
Come on, Buckshot Joker. String along behind us.
Your horses are very smart, too.
Yeah, Bill and the horses are real smart. I'm a little bit stupid. Now, tell me some more about all this business, Pedro.
The bandits just hid out in his wagon, Jingle. They kept a gun pointed at Pedro so he wouldn't get them away. And figured he'd take them and the money out of the country.
See, that is it exactly.
But how'd Black Barney get killed?
When we first saw you coming down the trail, Black Barney grabbed the money and tried to get away. The hombre named Wade took the horses and went after him.
And that left Carp inside the wagon to see that you didn't tell us anything.
You see, and when he heard what I did tell you, he tied me up and put me in the closet.
Well, who shot it out?
That was Wade. After he killed Black Barney and got the money back, he shot at you from the rocks.
And when we chased him, he just circled around and came back to the wagon.
All very simple.
Yeah, and we're very simple, too. The whole gang got away from us twice. Can I use your kitchen, Pedro?
But of course, help yourself.
I just want to fix a little snack to sort of stimulate me while I think this thing over. We're getting pretty close to town, Bill.
Yeah. I was hoping those coyotes would make a play to get the money back somewhere along the trail.
And we got their six guns, remember?
Sure, but they still got the rifles that were on their saddles.
Hey, that's right.
See, and they shoot very, very good, too.
Hey, I'll bet that's them.
They're coming from behind us, Jingles.
Yeah, and they're really pounding leather. There goes one of your windows, Pedro.
Never mind the window. Watch out for your head.
Oh, yeah.
Lean out that side. I'll take this side, Jingles.
This'll be the first gun battle I ever fought off a front porch while the house was moving.
Let them get closer. Then show them we mean business.
I'll dump them out of their saddles. That's how I'll show them. Aren't they close enough, Bill? That last one took a couple of shingles off the roof.
All right, stop the wagon, Pedro.
Oh, Rosinante. Oh, now.
Now, Jingles. That's knocked them down. All right, close in on them, Jingles.
Just leave those rifles on the ground and lie real still.
All right. All right. We both got slugs in us. We're through.
Wait, I told you we were loco to try to storm that wagon.
Oh, shut up. It was worth it if we got the money back.
It won't be worth it when you're spending all that time in prison. Now get up and move along to the wagon. I'll patch up these bullet holes you've got and we'll take you to town and let the sheriff have you.
Pedro told us the whole story, Wade. Looks like we won't have any trouble getting you convicted.
That crazy little poet. I should have finished him off.
Well, well, well. Look at the big bad man.
Keep quiet.
The desperados rob and kill, and then comes Jingles and Wild Bill. And sure enough, it never failed. The bad men always go to jail.
That's a real good poem. I'll have to remember that one. But I can make up poems too, Pedro.
You can, Senor Jingles?
Oh, I sure can. Listen to this. I'm sure not having any fun standing out here in the sun. In Pedro's house, let's find a seat and have ourselves a bite to eat.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
That's our Wild Bill Hickok story for today, folks. Andy and I'll be back again on Monday.
Right you are, Guy, with a roaring six-gun blazing in bullets at the Silver Bell.
So long, kid.
See you Monday.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite Kellogg's variety pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too, choose the Kellogg's cereal is good for you.
In Kellogg's variety pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats, all in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack.
The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Harry Bartell, Frank Gerstle, Cal Girard, and Dusty Walker.
Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application, follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.